السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا بكم. Welcome to Radio Islam International. It is the program known as Creaming Reels every Saturday morning on Radio Islam International. With us this morning, we have in the studios back again. It's been a long time since we actually sat here on this side of the table, myself and Adi together, and we said Saturday morning, excellent weather, a morning that we could be out on the water, a morning that we could actually go to the dam, a morning that you're looking forward to something like this, Harry.
Definitely, it's that type of a morning. And actually know quite a few guys that have prepared to go this weekend, inshallah, to do some fishing. So we'll hear a little bit from them exactly what it is that's going on. There are quite a bit of people doing fishing still. You know, you've got the diehards. They must go and do their fishing, etc. And there are fish coming out. It's not to say, in fact, I was checking on Facebook. You know, a good friend of mine, Farouk, from Musafirs, he used to own Musafirs in Denaisville.
Yes.
And I think last weekend was, they also went out, and you know, he posted some pictures of carp, etc. So yeah, it's happening. Not fireworks, but
yeah.
It's not that it has stopped. So, and I think an opportunity like this weekend would be good, especially guys that are doing boating and stuff like that, would want to go out, take the boats out, you know, do some fishing.
But I would think, Adil, for now, well, hopefully, you don't know, but Shala, you would think that the weather has kind of subsided or settled for now. You probably start getting warmer days like this as the days go on. Last year, Adil, we had planned one last trip. Before Ramadan.
Yeah, we were going to go to Woolwaters.
Never happened.
Yeah.
Just for some odd reason, just couldn't happen. I think there was only something coming up and something happening, and we just couldn't end up going. So I think we've got to start fresh and early this year.
Inshallah. We've got Woolwaters, like I mentioned before.
Mm.
They definitely on the list. There's this new farm I want to actually take you to, which we're going to start promoting soon. I'm just waiting for the owners to, you know, to do some final touch-ups there. But it's a perfect resort for the family.
Sure.
And I think in summertime it's going to be good because there's a little swimming pool and everything there. It is Muslim-owned. So when the time comes, inshallah, we'll talk about it. We've been there a few times already. Very, very relaxing. Very, very good area. Also in the new Machawe, Potchefstroom area. So we will try and make a plan to go there sometime. Obviously, Willow Express, because it's one of our venues that we do our survival training at, we will be visiting Willow.
Yeah.
There's some interesting things at the Willow, because when the last time I was there, my brother was with me, and we actually did some exploring, and we discovered a spot where we caught a 4 kilo yellow, a largemouth. So there's some monstrous fish there.
Down.
Yeah. Which we don't really, we didn't really know about, but
you guys never ever tapped into that part of it.
No, because like I said, you're always working with other things and you don't focus too much on fishing. And I know there's big fish there.
Sure.
Because, you know, last time we caught quite a big barbel there as well. And like you say, and then obviously there's a lot of best venues that I want to try out, inshallah. We will try to arrange with people. One of the places I really want to go to is Mayats on the Vaal, because I've never been there, and
yes,
I know he keeps on telling us. Yeah.
We must go and we must go.
I think we need to.
I think we would make a trip there as well.
Inshallah. And then we're getting Luki on the line as well. Inshallah, this season we hope, because for the last 4 years we've been saying we want to go and fish with
professional fishermen.
Yeah.
Hunter.
We don't know when that's going to happen, but inshallah soon it will. It will happen.
I think our engineer, alhamdulillah, indicating that we have Luqman with us on the line. Luqman, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Assalamu alaikum wa barakatuh.
Inshallah, you sound
very chubby.
Yeah.
Today you can.
The weather is like this, Martin.
Are you in a shop or are you on the boat?
No, alhamdulillah, at the shop.
Well, alhamdulillah at the shop, alhamdulillah on the boat, alhamdulillah by the dam everywhere. That's what we learned from Brother Luqman, mashallah. He's happy wherever he is. Luki, how's everything going?
Allah shukr, assalamu alaikum to you, Adil, and to all the listeners as well.
Luqman, like you're saying, weather is like that. It's been a long time. The last few weeks now have been relatively cold. We had the few cold spells in between that even made it a bit more colder. Things seem to be settling for now. Well, what does that say for the anglers and the fishermen out there?
Well, just in this last week, the few reports that we had are already good. We've had some very good reports on carp fishing. In actual fact, yesterday there were some guys in a shop. I think they fished last weekend, and between two of them, I think over 50 carp they landed on the Vaal River. So that alone tells you that, yeah, this warmer weather is already pushing those fish into feeding mode.
That's quite a large number of fish for the sort of type of weather that we're experiencing. And then you said it was the Vaal River.
Yeah, yeah.
So I suppose we can expect good fishing, inshallah, this season. What's happening this weekend in terms of your clientele? You know, have the guys been already starting early in the shop and buying their things, or should we start pushing them towards that way?
No, they've been coming through already. You know, the moment they can detect or any sense of good weather,
right,
is an excuse for them to go fishing. So, already we've had an increase of the amount of people coming in comparative to last week or the previous week. And that alone tells us that it's a sixth sense, I think, that most fishermen have. The moment they detect better weather, it means taking out the fishing rods and heading to your nearest fishing hole.
Look, well, you said that the specimen carp now, because of course with the weather, would that then as it starts warming up now then start fading away, or would it then continue?
No, a specimen continues throughout the year. It's not that it fades away in the summer. It's just that, like I said last week or the previous week, where you get a lot of the smaller fish in a summer months troubling you. But if you prepare big enough baits and a good feeding area, and that you will still catch big fish. Okay. And fishing the right areas, you know, in any piece of water, the crucial thing, irrespective of whether you're fishing for bass, barbel, carp, yellow, is to locate the fish. Once you've located the fish, then it's different flavors or different baits that's going to help you catch them. So the crucial thing is to locate the fish, and once you do that, you can catch them throughout the year.
Luqman, this weekend, what sort of venues are on the guys' mouths? Which sort of places are people heading out to this weekend?
It depends what species you're targeting. Like I say, for the carp, the Vaal River, from the end of last season and into this season already seems to be a favorite destination. Because for one, it's close by, it's not very far, you know, there's lots of, within an hour, hour and a half, you can be fishing. Then the Vaal Dam itself also has been popular. As far as Artis is concerned, it is a good time of the year to fish it before that algae bloom starts and the water starts smelling. Mm-hmm. So you still got, I would say, till maybe end September to fish Artis. So that would be, because again, close by, not too far away. And serious bass fishermen got their standard, your Dawab Dam, or you got your Rusdevante Bronchus Sprite, or you got Rhinosterkop. But obviously the Rhinosterkop, you know, the dam level has dropped quite a bit, so if you are going out, you got to be very careful, you don't need your boat's gearbox or something. But fishing will be good in those venues as well. But the fish are not as many as they used to be, so you may have to work a bit harder for your fish.
Mm-hmm. And in terms of coastal fishing, any improvements, any news?
No, excellent report. Even we did speak about it last week, and this week we had some customers, lots of garrick, lots of shad, even the odd kingfish coming out between south coast and Durban north coast. So that entire coastline, actually, the fishing is very good. In actual fact, yesterday we had a customer that came in. He's been going every second week. He flies from Joburg to Durban just to fish, and on every trip he's catching, he even mentioned some decent blacktail. Nice big blacktail coming out. So yeah, the Durban fishing is good at the moment.
Look, when you said that, Ramasa, for example, waters are still very low, what's the overall condition with the other dams, Lukman?
Most of them are still low. You know, we've got to continue making dua, and inshallah, we get good early rains. It's an important dua for all of us to make. Inshallah, Allah will send abundant beneficial rains early so that the dams can fill up. Not, we must look at it more for the water side of things, not so much. Well, we all, fishing comes in as well, but just for water supply for everybody, whether it's the farmers for irrigation, for our own drinking water, in a poorer communities for their water. At the same time, you know, then fishermen benefit because of the fishing, and fish can breathe more easily. You know, when water levels fluctuate, the fish become stressed, not knowing where to build their nest, because they can build a nest here on a particular spot in a week down the line. If the water level drops by a meter or 2 meter, the nest is out of the water. So that's why it is also a difficult time of the year, even for fish. And that's why we need to continue making dua for rain, because most of the dams that we are, the popular fishing venues, are quite low at the moment.
Scary, Harry.
No,
the fact that, I mean, you know, you think that we had sufficient rain, or the rain came through and actually brought it up, but like Lukman says, I mean, as fishermen, of course, it's going to hurt you, but of course, the oxygen in the water, the people around the dams, the animals around the dam, all of that, everybody gets affected in that way.
Definitely, we need to make lots and lots of dua. Lukman, going back to winter fishing, we were discussing in terms of the different types of species that are targeted, and one of the species you were talking about is trout. And it's sort of like an unsung hero, because we don't really talk that much about it. I suppose maybe because we don't really, well, I personally, I haven't really fished trout except for in trout dams. This wild trout fishing, or going to these meanders and stuff that you were talking about, what sort of setup, what sort of planning, what actually does it entail?
If you were targeting wild trout, that would be mainly in a few of the pristine streams that flow out of the mountains. Now you got a few in the Mpumalanga area, and then you got few in a Drakensberg area, and then there's quite a few up in a Cape that come fresh, clean, you know, flowing water. And then Lesotho itself is one of the most popular destinations for wild trout fishing, where there's quite a few mountain streams that are flowing with crystal clean water, and where those wild trout do thrive. Now, wild trout don't grow very big as your lake or dam trout that people feed with pellets in it. So you'll probably get them, you know, if you catch a wild trout at about 500 to 800 grams, you're doing very well. You may get the odd one at about a kilo, kilo and a half, in the streams as we speak. What you need to do there, because of the narrow streams that you fish and always overhanging trees, so you got to use your shortest trout rod and your lightest trout rod. So guys would fish, and that are familiar with fly fishing, you're going to either fish a 1 weight or 2 weight. Maximum you'd go to about is a 3 weight, which is extremely light. Very finesse or finicky type of fishing. Your reel also, to balance it, has to be very light, and the line as well naturally has to balance out. So very small and light. Even the flies that they use is natural mosquito or mayfly, or a lot of dry fly patterns, but also extremely small. When you're talking size 14 hooks, and the fisherman would know that a 14 or 16 hook is extremely small hook, and that's what you target those wild trout with.
And species in our waters in particular, what do we have?
The most common is the rainbow trout or the brown trout. You do get lots of brown trout in the streams as well. So more common is the rainbow or the brown trout.
Excellent stuff. Lukman, your words of wisdom?
Fish hard.
This guy is taking me to the next level now. Does any plans to go fishing anytime soon? So we know how to mark it in our calendar.
Not for now, you know, like we mentioned, this weekend we've obviously got the trade show that we go to. Mm. So by next week, inshallah, we can talk about any new products. And then we normally take our fishing rods out in September, you know. The older people and our grandfather always told us to fish in a month with an R, and we're sticking to that.
That's a trade secret that you're giving out now, alhamdulillah.
On air.
Yes. Well, you can use the other months without the R to buy your tackle and
get prepared.
Yeah. Lukman, jazakallah so much for that very valuable information. Inshallah, we'll catch up with you next week, hopefully, with some product reviews.
Inshallah.
Jazakallah. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
I mean, this trout, it's, you know, you asked about wild trout and things like that. It's nice fish to eat.
Yeah.
But you'll never hear a person, or anybody for that matter, who you guys often have been trout fishing.
Not in our community,
Yeah, sure.
But
You would seldom ever hear anybody that they would say they've been trout fishing. Very, very rare. Okay. I mean, did you ever go out trout fishing?
No, not like that. Like I just said, we don't really. I suppose also when it comes to trout as well, we don't really. You know, it's not sort of on the list of fish that we normally target as a species. Mm-hmm. But people that would go into something like this, it's not just going in to catch trout. It's an entire mindset. It's a different gear. It's different. There's a whole outfit that you got to buy. You know, to go with, you know, how we fishermen are, how we all got our outfits.
You see?
With our quick brush. Hey, nowadays fishing is very exciting. People, you say.
You must always say exciting, when it's expensive, because normally, you know what they say. They say that the husband said that my only fear when I leave this world is my wife going to find out exactly how much I can leave in the garage. Or the fact that she's going to sell it at a price that I told I paid for it.
And that's what happens usually.
So the expensive part you won't say. You know, that's why Lukman will come on and speak about the product, but he won't tell you the price.
You go in for
giving everybody's secret away then. Everybody's then.
It's something that it's a main thing. But then again, we don't talk too much about the handbags and the shoes. So sometimes it's a nice thing to just be able to go into the fishing tackle shop and get your stuff
quietly and carry on.
Nobody knows why you start crying when you lose that Rapala or something like that, because you know nobody the value of it. Yeah. So that
also, Adil, you're saying that, I'm just trying to think now. There's another caption I seen. Oh yes, it says. If because it's something like this here, right, from what I recall.
Mm.
If because, or they got a guy on a boat, of course, with all his tackle lines on both sides of him, and you know, you just see him having fun, he's enjoying himself, and he says, if I die broke because of this, at least I know I had a lot of fun.
I suppose only fishermen would understand that.
Yeah. And we're not telling you go and buy stuff beyond your means also.
No. We're not promoting.
We're just telling some of the captions that we are not seeing it. And the prices you're going to tell the wife and what you're paying for it in the end.
Well, you still get the guys that will tell you, you know what, I just bought that combo set that they were selling for $200, and I went and I still caught all
and
the fish.
And I caught a big fish.
Yeah, and the guy will tell you, no, I've got the latest
2,500 and 3,000 combo, and it never happened.
And I didn't really catch. So fishing again is about a lot of different aspects. And
well, like I said, the first and most important thing is it's not called catching.
It's called fishing, 100%, yeah.
And like you say, I mean, Lukman said something nice. I mean, you're going to see the waters, you're going to see the area, you're going to see the time, you're going to see your tackle. There's a lot to it. There's plenty to it.
I think what we always promote on the program is the fact that you're going out in nature to recognize who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is.
Oh, yes. Definitely.
And this is something that we've got to always keep in the back of our minds, especially when we go out, because it must be beneficial. It must be something that's giving us some sort of benefit. It's a recreation, but on the other hand, you are and you know, as an angler, you are exposed to the pure raw beauty of Allah Subhanahu wa Taala in nature.
Definitely, like in no other way.
Yeah, and this is something that I think is the thing that keeps us going back time and again. You know, because the amount of peace and tranquility you feel in that type of a surrounding. You know, it's like naturally you feel you were meant to be there in the first place, not in some shopping mall.
There's a lot of passion at the moment.
not
like, you're like a heavy bayam. only the listeners could have seen this right now, you know. He really wants to go.
Well, you know, the reality.
And he's taking permission via the mics of Radio Islam.
I've done that a few times and it's worked, okay?
He's trying it again now. Try this again. Azra, we're giving you also ideas.
In fact, you know what? My mother-in-law sometimes...
And you get married, Azra, then this is how you get permission.
Yeah, listen and take some stuff. Yeah, so now what will happen? My mother-in-law will be here in the program and she'll phone my wife and she'll say...
He never go long time.
Why are you keeping this... Why you never make... Adin is going fishing once I make crumb chops or something for him. So let's see.
Yeah, it works like that, Adi.
Yeah.
But, you know, again, I know, perhaps you're going to get listeners or you're going to get people that are saying, but what do you guys like about fishing so much?
Mm.
So in the very same breath, perhaps he's a cycler and I say, but what do you like about cycling
yeah,
so much?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or he's a guy that's going out playing golf and I say, but what do you like about playing golf so much? And or he's a cricketer, he's a football fanatic. So I think, you know, yes,
everybody's got
it's an outdoor passion, it's an outdoor... recreation, like you said, outdoor fun, bonding time with one's family as well, seeing the creation of Allah Subhanahu Wa Taala as well. And in anything that you do, I think Adil, if you're going to do it, then you got to, yes, there is limits to everything. I mean, nobody's saying in terms of your fishing or your golfing or your football or whatever it may be. Nobody's saying that. I mean, it's going to be every weekend thing, tournaments or going out every weekend and just leaving.
No, there's responsibilities.
The responsibilities worth it. There's time, everything. You know, it goes in together. But many times when you start, especially you know nowadays, there's a lot of Muslim people that are joined cycling, and then the guy will say, but. How can you spend on one road or one road and still come with so much of money?
Did you see the amount of money that some guys spend
exactly
on their chosen?
So I think it's every hobby, I really in today's time, costs a lot of money. Every hobby costs a lot of money, and naturally, if you want to do it, you're not just going to do it slapdash. I mean, you just went out hiking 2 weeks ago, right? And it wasn't even done seriously. Of course, you went to the kids, but you must have saw guys coming there with gear.
Yes.
Which is going to cost you money if they're doing it properly. I mean, you don't expect Farooq Hassan and these guys are not going with beach tongs out in a Kruger. Of course, you're going to go with proper gear and make things happen for yourself. Likewise with your fishing also. I mean, you don't expect to go with the wrong sort of tackle. It's not going to be wrong tackle, but the not right one for that species of fish fishing.
Yes, you're
right. Speaking about trout, you can't go with carp rods and we expect to catch that. Neither can you do the opposite way around. So I think if you are doing it, it's important to do it also correctly.
No, you're right. I think that's part of the passion or part of the thing that people get involved in terms of. What we call recreation. I don't want to sound like it's something that must overtake your life.
Yes.
Because that's called fanaticism. It's like you're taking whatever it is and you're taking it. Like, I recently started making knives.
Okay.
And I'm really enjoying it. In fact, I think that's probably why I didn't go fishing for so long.
Okay.
So I started this project initially with the first one, using my hand files and making it.
Sure.
And then slowly, now I started buying the things that I need in order to actually make the knives.
So now you're getting more professional.
Yeah, but you know what happened? At some point in time, I I think I might have been neglecting my family.
Right.
Because one day I was busy there, and then my daughter wrote a very long letter to me to say, Abba, hey, wake up a little bit now, you know. Come out of that. I actually built a workshop in the backyard. And
like
everything.
You never picked up the knife for you, are you?
I'm thinking, no, but sometimes we get involved in something.
And we don't.
Although it's nice, it's good because you escaping from wherever, but as a person who is an adult, who is a responsibility. There we go.
Of course.
You do have a responsibility, and yeah, your family does. Yeah, but then again, also, right?
You need that.
You can't also, because I know of guys, and I've dealt with guys, and I've taken guys out like this, who have told me stories like, I haven't been out in the last 10 years.
Yes, I've heard this, Ali.
Right. Now, why, to the point where you actually think it's wrong, it's not wrong.
Yeah.
You know, Alhamdulillah, when I went for 4 months, so one of the elders was telling us, and this is a tashkir also for a guy to go for 3 days every month, right?
Yes.
So he says, you go for your 3 days every month.
Okay.
One of the benefits of that is it strengthens your relationship with your wife, with your family.
Since makes her grow fond.
Thank you. Now the now you don't know where we got ourselves involved.
No,
in,
but know. No, yeah, just on a general line. I think it's important. I think.
You go out, yeah.
Maybe next weekend on the same topic, you can get the aunties to and they can. They shout Hanzala. What is Molana and Atlas thinking about you? No, but I don't know, it's right.
Yeah.
And I think it's something important to mention.
Balance.
Because you get both ways, like you said.
Yeah.
You get that poor guy who perhaps wants to go, but it's like, you know, he's telling you for the last 10, 15 odd years, he hasn't
seen nothing.
His roads are collecting dust like you can't believe. On the other hand, you're going to get those guys that, like, Adil are just making nice, or just every weekend type of a thing, you know, out on the
water.
Just like with a knife.
I'm not a bad guy. Yeah. All right, okay.
I had to mention this part again, you know. So, then you get those guys, Adil, that whether it's football, whether it's golfing, whether it's cycling, whether it's fishing, whatever the case may be, and, you know, they kind of get so much into it that it's just it. And every weekend thing, and there's no time for the family. So, of course, you've got to draw that balance, you've got to draw that line. And enjoy it, especially the fishing part of it, you can say. Fishing, yeah, and you can take the families with you as well.
And now I was going to come to that.
Plus, comparatively to a lot of other activities. I mean, your golfing, yes, perhaps people can say, well, you can take the families with us, but they can't really get directly involved with you in it.
Unless they actually play the game. But
yeah, exactly.
What you're saying applies actually to almost everything. Is we know you're enjoying that passion as well. The balance is a very important word. But what about from time to time take the family word? I know my family love it. They love to go out.
They can also see what you doing. They can also enjoy.
You see the wisdom in it now. So you're not gonna get shouting when you go next time. So then, oh, what are you doing? Yeah. let's see. Inshallah, we hope that. You know, people spend their time correctly, first of all. And obviously, recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is extremely important. Mm-hmm. And striking a balance, I think, in your life, in terms of everything that you do. You know, the other thing is, as men, and I don't think we talk about it a lot. And I don't want to sound psychological, I'm not that. But as men, sometimes we don't get a chance to sit and reflect. Okay, so that's why a lot of men do this. They just go out. Check the psychology. They just go out.
Like
they don't talk, they feel it, they don't say. Obviously, when they're sitting around the fire, Brian chops with the chummies, the whole life story is coming out.
Everything comes.
Now, the women might not necessarily understand that. Sometimes they might not have this relationship where you talk. You don't want to tell the family certain things. You want because it's something to do with your ego, something to do with your responsibility as a man. It's about looking after your family. So you don't want to bring those topics. So that's one. Oh, I just said a very important thing on what goes on at fishing trips. But anyway, what I'm saying is that sometimes as men, we're not so emotionally connected like everybody else, like the females in our families. I mean, like I was looking at myself the other day. My daughter said, am I not your favorite daughter? But I only got one daughter, so yes. Then I've got one mother, I've got one sister, I've got one wife.
Sure.
I've got one mother-in-law, you understand?
Right.
So I've got these women in my life.
You've got one wife?
Alhamdulillah.
No, I was just asking a question. Yeah. I mean.
So can you imagine a guy like me now, if I don't go fishing?
Yeah, you did.
We better go for the ad break because the sky is getting a little too hot.
Still, it's a fact. Mm. It's exactly what happens. It's exactly what transpires. And then next week, Saturday, I'll talk to you over the phone. I think you're going to get banned from coming to the studio now.
No, inshallah, I'm going to get crumb chops in the roti. And I'm...
Forget about what we said. Don't take it too hard. Don't tell you that Manana and Ali promote this on radio. If you take our name, I don't know what you're talking to you about. We never said, and we don't have no records also. There is no records also that we said anything. And we don't have much time. Let's get to Brother Farooq Hassan, who is with us on the line. Farooq, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And assalamu alaikum to all the listeners.
Farooq, I tried to see where you were this morning. I thought maybe you were coming to studio. Are you in the bush?
No, I'm not. I'm out on the farm at the moment. I was in the bush last week.
Right.
You
guys did a trail?
We had a trail on. In fact, we didn't get to speak earlier. I was going to ask if maybe if we can get one of the guys that were with us on trail probably on the line. I don't think we've got enough time for that.
I think for that one we need a little bit of time, because I enjoy listening to the experiences. I mean, we've always had some wonderful experiences in terms of, but just to give us a quick brief of where you people were and how many people were with you guys on trail.
Okay, we were basically at the center of a bush camp, which is a trail we normally always go out on. It's a couple of kilometers from Skukuza. And what we've noticed at this time is that, like we spoke earlier in the season and late last year, is the drought, and you can really see the effects of the drought now starting to take its toll on the bush. The good thing is that you can see a very big distance, because there's no trees, there's no grass. The grasses are basically eaten up. Some of the parts of the Kruger look like it's transforming into a desert-like area because there's just absolutely nothing to eat. And it's not nice to see, but I suppose everything, Allah knows best why these things are happening. So the viewing is very good at the moment, but the sightings are very scarce. So if you see something, you can see it at a very good distance. Just to give you an idea of during the walk, look, normally when we walk you will in most of the time you will come across some of the animals. So what we decided was to walk around areas where there is water. And the first day of the walk we walked, probably covered about 7 or 8 kilometers. And what we seen was, when we got back to the vehicle, we saw wildebeest and waterbuck. Nothing else on the walk. You know, it's just that they're walking so far between water and food that you don't get to see the animals while you're walking, because they're not grazing at all. You know, they normally finish the grass around the water areas first, and then they move off from there. So around water areas, the water is the feed is very, very scarce. The next day we walked a different area again. We covered again about 7 or 8 kilometers. Same thing. All we got on that walk was like 3 jackals. But Ramla, we had a nice experience in the afternoon. We decided to walk in the afternoon in a different area, and we came across some lions. That was a nice experience. Ramla, I don't want to talk about it. I'd like maybe one of the guests. In fact, we had a group from Newcastle, Ladysmith, and somebody from the Free State as well. And we had Mona Yusuf Seder with us as well. So I would have liked for him to give us an overview of what his experience was like. But inshallah, maybe we can leave that for the next time. We can call him and he can give us his experience of it. I would like to discuss it and talk about the experience. It's something that you don't always get to see on a walk. You know, normally when we ask or when we tell people that you walk in the Kruger, the first thing they ask is about, what about lions and snakes? You know, and these are the two things that you very rarely would find on a walk.
Sure.
So Rama, to come across any one of these is a nice experience.
Wouldn't it be like a clash of emotions thing? Like, you know, as much as you want to see it, you don't want to see it.
yeah, it is, you know, but when you do see it, obviously, you know, you don't know how they're going to react, depending on circumstance and depending on what is happening at the moment, or what the group is comprised of, you know, the lion pride, or is it just a group of lionesses? Is it a lion? Is it a group of lionesses with cubs? But yeah, it's something exciting to come across, you know, just to see a lion and to see how they react. And then obviously the snakes as well, you know, which is something that is feared by many people. They normally move off, so you would very rarely see them. Mm. The snake that you would mostly come across on a walk, there's basically two of them, either a python or a puffader. And believe me, the puffaders are such lazy snakes, you know, you can basically like walk over them and they won't even budge. The only problem is if you tramp onto them. But in most cases they will warn you before you do.
Hmm.
So, you know, give like a bit of a hiss, and then you know there's something happening here, you decide to just stop or back off.
Or you're in trouble.
Yeah. but alhamdulillah, we've come across many of them, and we're still here, we can still tell the tale, so alhamdulillah, it's not that bad.
Tell us about today, Farooq. You're saying you're on a farm or something of that sort?
No, out in the northwest. In fact, not very far from where Adil's going to be doing, Adil does his survival training at Umfula. It's just across the road. We just had to come in here. We came in last night and just sorting out a couple of things here this morning. That's how come you didn't get to see me in the studio this morning.
Inshallah, we'll follow your chronicles about the farm and see how that plays out. Because I think I know that there's some good fishing spots in that area as well. So maybe we might, what's the word when you convert somebody into a fisherman?
No, I used to fish quite a bit.
Yeah.
It's just that now we don't get much time. Like when last week on the river, guys pulled out, there was about a 9 kilo carp, he was saying. I haven't seen it, but we just spoke to a couple of guys that were on the river fishing, and one guy pulled out about a 13 kilo barbel.
Hmm. So is that the same area you're talking about now?
The same area.
Mm.
So the fishing is good. It's deep water. It's not the running streams.
Yeah, yeah.
So barbel are full up. So you're not gonna catch your yellows, but the big carp and the barbel are here.
Interesting stuff. Farooq, just quickly before you, I mean, we've got about 3 minutes left.
I see, so.
There's this, the honorary rangers. I mean, the last time we were together, we were doing that hike at Kliprivier, and I really enjoyed that. Okay, Farooq, we've got...
Pass our time over.
Inshallah, we will try and chat. I think next program, we must have an interview with the people that have joined you on camp. But Jazakallah so much for that. Inshallah, we'll chat with you in the near future. Assalamu alaikum.
Inshallah, walaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Adil, where are we going today? You got permission?
Check this guy. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Mulana Sajjad to all and to all our wonderful listeners.
Gleaming reels on Radio Islam, casting you into the exciting world of fishing. Screaming Reels was sponsored by Solly's Angler's Corner, your fishing tackle specialist. Call us at Johannesburg on 011-493-1848 and for ways on 011-465-2937. And now in Rustenburg on 014-537-2107.